Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any good?
Amen.
I like to remind myself of how good he is when I get up here. I need his goodness up here. Hallelujah. You don't want to see Sister Jones. You want to see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I need his goodness. Hallelujah. Praise him. Help me, you all. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise him. Praise him. Oh, he's worthy. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh. King of kings, and he's Lord of lords, and he's a healer, and he's our high tower. He's our peace, and he's our joy, and he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a present help. He's victorious. Hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our being, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that wrapped up and so much more. Hallelujah. Is our Savior Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord to be in this house. Hallelujah. We give honor. Thank you, Lord, to the pastor, our pastor, my husband. Hallelujah. Jurisdictional bishop. No. Suffragan Bishop Verdell Jones. And we give, thank you, Lord. We give honor to Dr. Pursley, Dr. Thomas Pursley, our second assistant pastor, a faithful man of God. We honor him especially today because we happen to know that he's worked about 5 days in a row.
Amen.
10 hours. And yet he sits, hallelujah, he sits in the seat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we just magnify his faithfulness. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't you know God sees his faithfulness? Amen. Let's give him, the man of God, a praise. And let's give the Father that give him that mind and health and strength to be here. We praise God for it. We thank and praise the Lord for all the ministers and who are present and not present right now. Thank you, Lord. And for the deacon, thank you, Lord. And all those in your various positions, you're so important to the work that goes on here at Christ Temple of Louisville. Thank you, Lord. And we have struggled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, with what to bring today. Hallelujah. We'll see what the Lord has to say. Hallelujah. He's good. He can help me here. He can help us all. Send us a word. Thank you, Lord. And I always listen to see how God is moving in the house. Hallelujah. And for a title, thank you, Lord. I got confirmation. It came two times. Thank you, Lord. And the title is, thank you, Lord, Sail On.
Sail On.
Sail On.
Yes, yes.
Sail On, Deacon.
Well, oh, yes. Sail on.
Sail on, Sally.
Yes.
Sail on, brother.
Oh, yes.
Sail on.
Yes.
Sail on, my sister.
Yes.
Sail on. Sail on, sister.
Yes.
Hatara Moshiach. Sail on. Sometimes the seas are rocky. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The seas of life.
Yes.
It rocks and it rolls. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We feel like we're in a ship. That's tossed and driven. You know that song. Hallelujah. The seas are rocky. Mm-hmm. Woo, but we know who's the master of the sea.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he walked on the sea. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The master. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He spoke to the sea, and the sea had to get straight.
Amen.
He'll only let the real high waters buck up so long. After a while, they got to settle down.
Settle down.
Settle down. Sail on, y'all.
Sail on.
It gets rough, Sister P.
Yes.
But sail on, Sister P.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Icing. School gets hard sometime, don't it? But sail on, Icing.
Sail on.
Straighten up. Mm-hmm. Trust your God and sail on through rocky times.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is declaring, y'all are mine. I died for you.
Mm-hmm.
I hung on a cross for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, you are mine.
Oh, yeah.
He calls us in one place, he calls us his friends. Mm-hmm. Woo, I think, you know, you walking with big stuff when Jesus is your friend. People down here today, you know, they count as something if the principal's your friend or the boss is your friend. He and I eat lunch all the time. You know, we're friends. The mayor, he and I, we have lunch sometimes. When I see him at lunch, he says, come on over and sit down. Because you know the mayor. We know Jesus, the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Oh,
he's our friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that we are going through that our friend don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
He's omniscient, which means he knows all things. And now that he's with the Father in heaven, he's omnipresent.
Yes.
He's present everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
At school with Ison, with me and those grandbabies I'm babysitting for, he's present all the time. On your job when they're nice to you and when they ain't nice to you, he's present all the time. When your neighbors are not so nice, he's present all the time. And he's mindful of us and our circumstances and our hurts and our pains. Hallelujah. The ones that are in our head.
Yes.
You know, we pain in our head. We got, you know, the enemy try to come in and set a depression nest. Just put a bunch of eggs, depression. I'm depressed over this, that ain't, and just want that bird to drop in boogers and just make a nice little nest for those demonic seeds. Those are demonic. But we don't live under the demonic. We serve an awesome God. He shed his blood for us to be delivered, to be set free from the demons and the devils. And don't for one second think that there isn't real demon and devil activity going on.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It sure is. It sure is. But in Christ, we have the victory.
Yes.
We are set free. Mm-hmm. Now, if we allow ourselves to get weak, you know, and the cares of this world will cause us to be weak.
Amen.
We just get, we tired of fighting.
Yes.
You look out the window, Lord, look at those waves. They all the way, they 5 feet. Look at that one over at Booger, looks like a 10-foot wall.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. And you know what? We can't climb over those walls by ourselves.
Yes.
We cannot. There are just some things we cannot do. And we have to put our trust in God.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And yes, he can handle it. Mm-hmm. He'll do it in some way we never even thought. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. He's awesome. You know, I had a situation. I hate to bring my own circumstances in. But I had a situation with one of my sons. And all this 10-foot wall rose up. I mean, it rose up.
Yeah.
That's bigger than me.
All right.
It's bigger than me. I just calmed myself.
Yeah.
Not because God was talking to me at that time, but because I couldn't climb over it. Well, nothing I could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just settled myself. And once I got settled and out of my fear and all of that, then I began to think on the goodness of God and pray in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And God brought that wall right on down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Took 24 hours, but it came on down.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I didn't have to get a headache or an additional ulcer. I don't have any ulcers in the name of Jesus. But you know, when we allow stuff to weigh on us, we make ourselves physically ill.
Amen.
We really do.
Amen.
And we are too old to be taking on any extra stuff. You know?
Yes.
We just too old for it. We do all we can.
Uh-huh.
But you know, some of that stuff, they gonna have to do their own thing. They just, y'all do it.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna be praying. And we do pray. And our prayers are effective. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous. What's it say? Availeth much. When you start fighting with the right weapons, I'm telling them 10-foot walls are going to come down. And when we see them start, when we start praying and travailing, they won't even get up to 10 feet. Them boogers are going to come down. Because God is greater. He's greater. I didn't even get my scripture.
All right.
But thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say along.
Say along.
Thank you, Jesus. I do have, thank you, Lord. Let's look at some scriptures. We're just going to read some because I was going in a bunch of different directions, but the Lord said, say along. Sail on. Let's look at the Psalms 34, verses 3 through 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 34. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. We're talking about praising. Let's read that together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Those 10-foot walls. They looked unto him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. We can sail on because we put our trust in him. Soon as we let go and put our trust in him, we're going to be able to sail the rocky seas till the Lord says, peace.
Oh, yes.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Romans 8, 32 to 39. Mm-hmm. I won't be before you long.
Let's go.
Romans 8, 32 to 39. We'll do 31. I just like it. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Just as soon as the enemy rise up and say, you can't do that. You know you're not qualified for that. They don't want you. Don't go in there. They don't want to be around you. You can't meet your rent this month. You can't go and do something you know you shouldn't do to get that money. You can't make your rent. Thank you, Lord. What shall we say to these things? It's one thing after another. These different things. We'll say, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's what we say. God is for me. Demonic thought, you can't be against me. You can't affect me in my situation because God is for me. Depression, get out of here. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You can't affect me. God is for me. I can make this. Rent money. God said he provide all our needs. He knows we need to pay the rent.
Yes. All right.
Sister Harris need to pay her utilities. Mm-hmm. She already put that in the street, so I'm not doing it.
All right.
God made a way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a way maker, saints.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's a way maker.
Oh, yes.
When it looks like there's no way, mm-hmm. he's a way maker. Mm-hmm. He that spare not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He didn't spare his only son. So how would he keep anything from us? He gave us his best, his son, to die for us. He'll not spare us what we need. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
Yes.
You know, I went to a funeral. Bishop talked about it Saturday. No, Friday. Friday. And I walked in and somebody approached me. I knew them. And they approached me. It was a very big funeral, a lot of people, three deep. It took us 30 minutes to get to the viewing. Big church, a lot of people. 30 minutes to get to the body to view. And we were late coming. So they had been viewing for a while. And this person approached me and said some things. People are so, it's not them. It's the enemy using them.
Yeah.
But the implication was that this person had a problem and I can't think of anything that would hold him down here or something like that. I don't remember exact words. But the implication was that there might be wrong in him. Like, he's like, well, let me tell you, that's not our call.
That's right.
That's not your and my call. We don't know his heart, mm-hmm. but the Father does.
Amen.
And whatever it was, the man had been dead for 10 days. God already judged him.
Uh-huh.
Who are we? Don't y'all be affected by what people say about you. Don't be affected by what people in their ignorance or in their jealousy or under demonic attack. I don't know what moves people sometimes, but don't be fooled by it. Learn to be sensitive to the Spirit. Something that comes from God is going to be sweet.
Right.
It's going to be something that will bring healing to you. It's going to be words of encouragement. That's the way the scriptures tell us to deal with one another. Encourage one another in the word. That's what he said. You don't have an encouraging word to say, shut up. Keep it to yourself. Really, if it's not encouraging, I wouldn't even keep it to myself. I let that thought, that demonic egg that has been laid in your brain, let that fly right on by. Knock it off and let that bird keep going. We are to encourage one another, build one another up in psalms and in hymns. Somebody, the Lord brings somebody to your mind, call them up and sing a song to them. Encourage them. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people are going through. And I've had people call me at a certain time when I'd be at my lowest. And God using them. God will call. This sister I remember to this day. She called me at a time when I was really low. I was a fairly new saint. I was really low. She said, fret not yourself. She didn't know my situation or my circumstance. She called about something else. She said, fret not yourself. I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I thought, oh Lord, you're so good to me. I said, thank you, sister, you don't even know, but that was a word for, you know. That's what we are supposed to be to one another.
Yes.
If you see a problem in somebody, in a situation, in the church, pray about it.
Yes.
Don't you know the God of the universe can do more to fix things than we can?
Yes.
Pray about it. Take it to your war room. Everybody knows about the war room, your prayer room. Take it there. Don't make a phone call and talk about it unless you're calling up Jesus. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us. You see that model of interceding or praying for, taking situations, circumstances that you see as problematic to God in prayer that we just mentioned. That model is set by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's when he went back to the Father. The scripture says he intercedes for you and me. And because he walked down here in the muddy water and in the high seas, because he walked down in this mess, he knows what we're going through. He suffered a death of a friend. The Bible says he wept. He knows mourning. He knows rejection. His own people to whom he was sent, the Jews, rejected him. He knows pain in the flesh. He was whipped. He was poked in the side. He has experienced what we as humans experience. He knows the attention of a beautiful woman that he dared not touch. He was a man when she wiped his feet with her beautiful hair. He knows temptation. There's nothing, no experience of hurt or pain that our Savior, the gift God gave because he loved us, Jesus, there's nothing that he hasn't experienced that we can't take to him. And he'll know just how we feel. And the Bible says he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for you and for me. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad about it? I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Sometimes stuff hurts so bad you can't even speak. You don't know how to pray. If you haven't been there yet, it'll be coming around. But those of you been around a while, y'all been there. I thought of times I get on my knees to pray. I don't know just how to pray. I don't know who to put up and who to put down. You know, I just don't know how to pray. But the scriptures say when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're speaking. It'll come in. It'll sound like gibberish to us, but it'll be God praying through us. Hallelujah. He knows. And all you know is that when the whole experience is over, woo, I feel so much better. He done took a load off of you. And you ain't said nothing in English. All you did was pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Takes a load off of you. Hallelujah. Because see that Holy Ghost, that him and you, connected by the Holy Ghost down on the inside of you, it intercedes. It intercedes for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're left not with the pain and the ache and the hurt that we got down on our knees over. We're left with peace. The peace that passes understanding. Lord, why am I feeling so good? Because he done took that load off of you. He done took it off. And he takes it. He takes it to the throne. And he handles it. And the load is off of us. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And you know, some of this stuff, we as Americans, we don't worry about nakedness and the sword, somebody coming in our house and running a sword through us, or all the men folk in our house, or taking our young boys because they want them to fight. A lot of things we don't experience, but around the world it's happening every day. Every day. Mothers, women losing their husbands, mothers losing their young children, watching their little girls being raped. That's what's going on in the world. And let me tell you, stuff is coming to America. Stuff is coming to America. And some of it only because you have converted from one religion to faith in the Jesus Christ. You decided to take Jesus. You now believe in Jesus, not Allah or Buddha or some of the other things. People are being, their homes are being burned because they have decided to take Jesus. That's what's happening. And stuff is coming to America. So if you think you've been through something, get ready, get ready, get ready. Stuff is coming. If we don't get ourselves anchored in Jesus now and stop battling among one another. Amen. Husbands and wives, fathers and sons, children and parents, sisters and brothers, bishops and who are the others? Yeah. And all the others. We got to stop fighting each other. Amen. We got to stop battling with one another. We got to cut it out. Time's out for that. You're going to need your energies to stand up for Jesus. Yes, Lord. We're moving into the last days, and we've heard it for years. 666. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you bear the mark of the beast. Unless you reject Jesus. Y'all, if you don't make your mind up now, I'm going with Jesus all the way. When that time comes, you're going to be knocked over like nothing. You won't be prepared for it. We too busy being against one another instead of for Jesus. Get for Jesus. Get in line with his commandments. Because when stuff hits, you're going to need a firm foundation. Yes. And you're going to need it for your family. You're going to need it for your neighbor. Yeah, we're going through stuff. Yes. But there's a purpose. It's to hone you. It's to make you sharper. It's to make you stronger. Because you, when that day comes, are going to be a witness. You're not going to be able to just save yourself, Lord willing. But you're going to be a witness to him, to those that are around you. Yes. Your family members, your neighbors, the people in the street, who you go to exercise with. You are going to be a witness. But you got to shore yourself up now, saints. Come out of weakness. Come out of talking to and about one another.
Amen.
And talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Shore up your Holy Ghost. Strengthen your sensitivity to God when he speaks. You know, prayer is a two-way street. We talk to him and he will talk to you. He will talk. When you get sensitive enough, you'll be driving in your car and the Lord will say, stop now. Or he'll say, turn right here. Or you'll be in the store walking around looking for, ain't got much money, Lord will say, look over there. You can get that sensitive to the voice of the Lord and he will lead you and guide you. We're going to need sensitivity to him and not exercise sensitivity to the demonic.
Yes.
Don't exercise it. If you exercise it, whatever you exercise is what you get stronger in.
Right.
You exercise your arm muscles. You know, this is going. You exercise your leg muscles. What you exercise, if you exercise your mouth to spit out venom, every time you get upset, I'm working on my mouth, y'all. I'm talking about Sister Jones. I'm working on it. Because what you say, you get. Whether you know it or not, you have creative power with your mouth. God created the heavens and the earth by speaking stuff into existence. That's how he made it. We know that. Genesis 1. Well, guess what? He gave man authority over the earth. And with our authority, our God-given authority, we have the ability to do what he did. Because, you know, he formed us. We like him. There is that about us that is like him. And part of what's like him is the ability to speak, to the authority to speak things into existence. If you tell your child you're just dumb, you're not, you're stupid, you done made another F. If you keep talking to that child, guess what he's going to be?
Yes.
Dumb and stupid, make a third F.
Uh-huh.
You have the we have the ability to speak things into existence.
Amen.
You're going to be a man of God. You're going to walk in righteousness. You will speak the word of God.
Yes.
You will hear God and you'll follow his lead. You, what you speak, what we saints, just this little group in here, we can speak stuff into existence in our church. What atmosphere do we want here? Backbiting and this and that? Or do we want the presence of the Almighty God to be dwelling in this house? What you exercise is what you are going to be strong in. You exercise complaining with your mouth. Complaints and opportunities to complain is what you're going to get. You exercise praise and worship and your spiritual authority in the Holy Ghost, you are going to get spiritual results. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us enough to die for us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things that are here right now, nor things that are going to come against us, nor high 10-foot walls, nor deep depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. Do y'all hear what it says? Speak it over yourself. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of Christ. Remember, you have authority. Take authority over your body. Take authority over your mind. Take authority over your feet. Elder Percy took authority over his body. And he said, body, we getting up and out of here today. His body, I'm sure, wanted to lay. but he took authority over it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded?
Oh, yes.
Are you persuaded you can sail on over the rough seas?
Yes.
Are you persuaded that your words have authority in the earth today?
Hallelujah.
Let's sail on, saints. Let's sail on with the authority he's given us. Mm-hmm. With the way that he has made with his shed blood for you and me. Mm-hmm. When 666 comes, stand. Won't be easy. Be some high walls, but stand. Encourage somebody else to stand. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Saints, let's sail on. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'd like for everybody to stand and come forward if you would. Hallelujah. Ison, you join us, baby. Come on down here and join us. If everybody will stand. We want to sail on under the authority and the power that we have in Christ Jesus. Come on forward. We're just us here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask Elder Persley to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.